Ken, it's a great joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. I appreciate that. That's already been said and done. It's already been mentioned all the songs that's been sung this morning. And I'm not going to sing. But I am going to read you a verse of a song, then I'll read to you some scripture. I don't know that we need to say much more than the song has already said to us. And I'll be honest with you in that statement. This morning, from the very first one that Mike started off with to the very last one that Herman him sung, I sung everything that's on my heart and on my mind, has been since Wednesday night. But nevertheless, we're going to try to mind the Lord and do that God bids of our heart to do. I don't intend on holding you no longer than the Lord holds me, but you just pray for us for just a few minutes. Some people think that salvation just stops when a person when they get saved, and that's it. After that, you're just saved. But there's more to it. Now, I'll be honest with you, I didn't understand that Tuesday night when I come off that front bench at Harmony Grove altogether what I had attained and what I received. All I knew for certain that night was that I was not going to die and go to hell no longer, because I'd been born again by the blood of the Lamb. You pray for it. I'm just going to mind the Lord. But the longer I've served Him, the sweeter He has grown. Because didn't only He saved my soul that night, but He took up a dwelling place within my heart. I'm not boasting now, I'm just telling you. I'm going to testify just a minute, and that may be all I do other than read this verse and read this scripture. But in the deliverance of hell, He also gave me a zeal, a desire, a want. Randy calls it a stick'em. This evening that has been with me. Amen. In this journey. Amen. Thank you. So McCamus said, sang a song that same on in the valley as He is on the mountain. Yeah. Now sometimes that's not easy to understand nor easy to comprehend. But I have found that He's always there for me. He's always there for His church. The church. I don't want to rehash this morning, but I want to mind the Lord. So you pray for us for just a few minutes. Randy preached Wednesday night and they enjoyed the message. And as he was preaching, the Lord spake to us sitting there on the bench and of this song right here. And I'm going to sing you, or not sing you, but I'm going to read you one verse of it. 477 in the church hymn. He said, "There is an unseen hand that leads me ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads me wherever I go. I'm holding to the unchanging hand, the unseen hand, that guides me through this weary land.
And some sweet day, I reach that strand, still holding to the unchanged hand, the unseen hand this evening. That is what has gotten me to June the 2nd, 2024. And gives me a hope to look even further beyond. To know and to feel and to understand that He is mine and I am His. You can say whatever you want to say, but to have been changed by the grace of God in the blood this morning means more to me than anything has ever happened in my life. 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I want to read some scripture to you. You pray for us. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as is bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. Marriage is honorable and all, the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man do unto me. Now, Randy quoted that scripture Wednesday night, this evening, and this verse or this song come to my mind when he quoted that scripture this evening. And I started to sing it Wednesday night, Randy, I really did, but it just wasn't the time, wasn't the hour, wasn't the moment. And then as we was at home throughout the week, well, it would just keep coming back. I don't know if I can stay with this particular scripture or point out any particular part to set my mind on or to tell you that this is where my thought is from this afternoon. But it is there in the fifth verse. He said, I'll never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. This evening, and I have found that to be true in my life this afternoon. Now, I'm persuaded to believe that as sure as I stand before you this day, that the Lord is as good as He ever has been this evening. He has not changed. He is, as the Scripture said He was. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and He changeth not this evening. My friend, I'm persuaded to believe that the Lord is still sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. He's still making intercessions for you and I this evening, my friend. He's still reaching down that hand that said it was not short, that it could not reach down. He still has an ear that can hear this afternoon when you and I cry out unto Him or looketh unto Him for our help. I'm thankful that David has no more or nothing on me this morning, my friend. I can say, as he said, I think it is in about the 121st Psalms, the Lord is my strength and my helper and my guide, and I lift up mine eyes unto Him this evening. My friend, I'm persuaded to believe that we have the very same opportunity that David had this evening. We talk and have been mentioned that this evening throughout the day, the memorial this evening, my friend, of this place, of Mountain View Baptist Church, this evening, my friend. Now, there has been some things in my life that makes this place even a greater memorial to me this evening. As we gather in and I come this way this afternoon, I don't mean to brag. I don't testify. I'm on mind of the Lord this evening. evening. And I know the food's out there, and I know it's probably getting cold this evening, but I'm going to just try the mind of the Lord this afternoon. I find and remember a lot of times as we gather in this evening of one great event that took place here for me in this building this evening, my friend, about 46 years ago was that Charlotte and I came down and stood before Brother Emmett Burgess and was united in marriage this evening, my friend. And I'm very appreciative of that, and I'm very thankful of that this afternoon, and that means a great deal to me this evening. But I also remember a time several years ago when that they was formed in that of a presbytery this evening, my friend, that which I sat in under, having been called to pastor at B-Ring Baptist Church this evening, and men laid their hands upon me this afternoon with respect, if you'll have it, trusting that I would stick with that I started with this evening, my friend, that I would abide in the calling wherein I was called this evening. Now, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'll be honest with you this evening, my friend. I have pastored here twice this evening. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging this evening. I'm just telling you there's some fond memorials that have taken place in my life right here in this church this evening, my friend, that I reflect upon this evening, my friend, and I take note to time and time again this evening, my friend. But that unseen hand has always been there this evening. It's never forsaken me. It's never left me this evening, my friend. I'm persuaded to believe that we can go throughout the scripture from Genesis to Revelation this evening, my friend, and find men and women alike that God forsook not this evening, my friend. I don't know, Randy, don't mean to jump back, but I'm going to pick up maybe just about where you left off this morning, my friend. Joseph this evening, my friend, who had left from his father's house to obtain to go to receive a wife this evening, my friend, got over there into the countryside and went to the place where the unseen hand led him to go to this evening, my friend, and guided him and directed him. Well, Jacob sent him over there this evening. Yes, he did this afternoon. But did you know, I'm persuaded to believe that he could have went right or left this evening and not listened to what Jacob said. But yet I find because that he listened and was obedient unto the will of God this afternoon, he went to the right place this evening. He went there in hopes this evening, my friend, of finding a good wife this afternoon. And he went there in honor, if you'll have it, to his father's request this afternoon. My friend, you know why I am sticking in the stickman of staying with the Lord in honor of my father this evening, my friend. Not for the glorification or the lifting up of my name this evening, my friend, but that God would be glorified in my life this evening, my friend. I'm going to get off of me here in a minute, I reckon, this morning, my friend. But listen, I would you to understand this afternoon that if you want the blessings of God to come your way, you want God to walk with you, then you'll have to walk with God this evening. Brother J.O. Jarrett set in my mind a long time ago with a statement that if a man wanted to die a righteous death, he had to live a righteous life. This evening, my friend, that's a lot of statement this afternoon that even could I not do within mine own self this evening, my friend, but because of the unseen hand of the Holy Spirit that guideth and directeth me as I goeth about this evening, then can I stand not in the righteousness of my own self, but in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Listen, my friend, I don't know altogether how you feel or what you think this morning concerning the goodness of God and the blessings of God. I think sometimes we get wrapped up in the accumulation of this world's goods, thinking that is the blessings of God this evening, my friend. And it is, but more to me than those things is that spirit that walks with me daily this evening, that spirit that speaks to me when I'm in the chicken pen or the goat pen or down at the house or riding down the road this evening, my friend, that God would say to me, here I am this evening, my friend, heareth thou me this afternoon. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe this evening, my friend, that in those directions of which that he speaks, when we become obedient, he worketh with us and through us and through them this afternoon. Jacob this evening had went there to Laman. I believe I may miss some of the names this evening. A house there, and he beheld Rachel, I think, was it, this evening, my friend, and he fell in love with her this evening. You know these scriptures. I'm trying to tell you about an unseen hand this evening, my friend, that only don't send you but goes before you this evening, my friend, that if we'll listen to what it says or what he says, it will direct us this evening, and it'll work out in the matter which he'd have it to work out this afternoon. Listen, he went down there and there was Rachel this evening, my friend. I'm just going to say it like this. He chose to work 7 years for her this evening, my friend. But yet when the 7th year come this afternoon, Jacob was waiting, expecting Rachel this evening, but was not give Rachel, but give her sister instead this evening, my friend. I'm just going to hasten on and go as fast as the Lord leads us to go. Listen, never forsake thee, nor will I leave thee this evening, my friend. That hand that will guide us, it never sleeps, it never slumbers. This afternoon, it's always tendable and awake to hear and to see what's taking place in our life. We find that as he worked those 7 years and he received Rachel's sister this evening, he said, what am I going to do this afternoon? Where are we going from somewhat from here this evening? Laman said, if you work 7 more years, I'll give you Rachel this evening. This afternoon, And listen, my friend, we need to be mindful one of another. This in our bonds. And think of one another. We're all in the flesh. We're all going through the very same things. This evening, my friend. In some a way or another. This, but we find that worked 7 more years. And Rachel, he received, if I got him right, I may have it wrong. This evening, my friend. And we see that he attained what he wanted this evening. And he desired to be let go, to go back to his home country this afternoon. But Laman told him, said, I've come to this conclusion that God has blessed me because of you this evening, my friend. So would you just stick around? Paraphrasing, if you'll have it this afternoon, will you just hang around? And then I'll let you go this evening. Jacob said to him, said, well, what are you going to give me if I stay this afternoon? He said, I'll give you. I may miss this enough this evening, my friend. But I believe he said, I'll give you all the Range Street cows and the spotted cows this evening, my friend, that are born. If you'll read the scriptures close enough, you'll find they wouldn't very many of that type at that moment of time this evening, my friend. But Laban told him, said, if you'll just hang in here and stay with me, you can have all those things this afternoon. Listen, Jacob, my friend, note of the, if you'll have it, note of his deceitful ways, but yeah, he stayed in there this evening. Let him begin to talk to somebody that could make a difference in the matter this afternoon. And the Lord said to him, said, I want you to go over there and get a, I think it was a poplar stick this evening, my friend, and whittle some stripes in it this afternoon. And when the fat cows. I'm leaving a bunch out and I can't help it. This morning, my friend, he said, but when the fatter cows come around, I said, I want you to lay that stick down in the water and trough. This evening, my friend, I'm talking about an unseen hand this afternoon. Preacher, you believe that made a difference? Yes, I do. This evening, my friend, for I find that he laid those stick into the trough this evening, my friend, and when he cast was being born, then they started coming out Rain Street this afternoon. Now I didn't tell you they were some lean cast that he didn't mess with this evening, my friend. I don't know what they bore, lean calves, I guess, this afternoon. But I know this one thing. When he left from there, he left with plentiful. This evening, my friend. He left with a great much of blessing this afternoon. My friend, going back toward his father's house. I'm just going to go as mine comes to it this morning. Time rocked on this evening, my friend. He had sons. Matter of fact, he had 11 sons this evening, my friend. One of them by the name of Joseph, whom which he had in his older age, or his elder age this evening. And he loved him very much this afternoon, to the point and the time of place that he made for him a coat of many colors this evening. And the Bible said you can find it on over in Genesis about the 34th or 35th, somewhere's in there this evening of this scripture. My friend, in the Bible said that Joseph was out with his brothers this evening. He came back to Jacob's, whose name was changed to Israel. This evening, my friend, and he said, told him of their off doings. I'll say it that way. This evening, and the brothers heard and took note to it. This evening, my friend, and they hated Joseph because that his father loved him so. This I don't know. This evening, maybe I should just let the song sing it and let it be. This evening, my friend, but I find that Joseph this afternoon, watching and waiting and looking and trusting in that unseen hand, had some dreams this evening, and he dreamed that the sun or the stars would bow down to his star. You know the scriptures. I'm getting it all twisted up this evening, my friend. And he told his brothers this evening concerning the dream this afternoon. He had another dream. He said they was out in the field gathering sheaves, and they bundled their sheaves together, and their bundles of sheaves bowed down to his bundle this afternoon. He also said that even the sun and the moon bowed down, having told his brothers of what God had showed him this evening, my friend. Their hatred become even greater against him. Even his father said to him when he told him of the dream, he said, you saying me and your mama are going to bow down to you this evening, my friend. And the Bible said that Jacob kept these things, and he thought upon them this evening, my friend. Joseph, in the meantime, was sold by his brothers. I'm not going through all of it. You know they were going to kill him. They didn't kill him. Put him in a pit. Took him up out of the pit. Sold him unto a band of folk that carried him down to into Egypt this evening, and sold him there, and he ended up in a man's potter's house this afternoon. My friend, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the unseen hand this evening that guides you and directs you, that never leaves you nor forsakes you this evening, my friend. In the good time or in the bad time, this afternoon, Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house this evening, and found favor in his sight this afternoon. Brought up, put under next under the king this evening, my friend. Spent time in the inner cells of the prison and found time maybe what we would think as a bad time this evening. But even in the prison this afternoon, the Lord would send him dreams this evening. Even others would dream dreams this afternoon. The butcher and the baker, whom would dream dreams, and he would interpret those dreams this evening. My friend, I understand as I stand before you this morning how needful it is and necessity of listening to the voice of God this evening, my friend, to hear what it would say this afternoon. tomb. Joseph had found himself, my friend, in the prison thereof, this evening. But yet the Lord made the way this evening, my friend. The baker whom had been restored unto his butler, or the butler who had been restored unto his butlership, told the king that day, said, "This day I remember my fault this evening." The king had dreamed a dream. You know all this. This evening, my friend, had dreamed a dream and could not be interpreted by the soothsayers and the sorcerers of his day. This afternoon, that butler said, "There's a man down yonder in the prison by the name of Joseph that can interpret dreams." This evening, my friend, and they sent for him and they brought him up, and he interpreted the dream this evening. Then was he placed in position of under the king this afternoon. Later on come the famines and all this. I ain't going to get into all that this evening, I don't reckon, this morning. But God had his hand on him, had him where he needed to be in this evening. I'll tell you this, as you well know, having gone through all the task, I'll say, of his brothers coming down into Egypt to buy corn this afternoon, that did not recognize him this evening, though he recognized them. When they come to the realization, or he made known to them who he was this evening, my friend, he said to them, "You meant this toward me as evil, but God meant it for good this evening, my friend. I am as you are." There's times in my life when I've gone through dry, barren places this evening, my friend, and in those times maybe not quite understand why it's going on and where it's going to end up this evening, my friend. But I'm persuaded to believe that I can still lift up my eyes toward the hills or the heavens from which cometh my help this morning. We find that Joseph this evening, I believe it was Joseph this afternoon, best memory, maybe have it wrong, but he told them of Israel this evening, before the time ever arose or come to effect this morning, my friend, he told them, said, "When y'all leave out of this place," said, "don't leave my bones here this evening, my friend, but take them on over yonder to the land and bury them over there this evening, my friend." Listen, God don't leave you and I this afternoon. We'll find, and I don't know, I'm just going to go as the Lord leads me to go. That unseen hand this evening, that promise that he made here, that he'd never leave us nor forsake us this evening, my friend. We say, and he'll go with us even to the end this afternoon, my friend, a lot of times, and we think about that as the end out yonder. But can I differ with you just a moment? And I tell you that I believe it's just to the end of what we're going through at the moment this evening, my friend. And when he gets that to a point, to a place of an end, and the next adventure starts this evening, my friend, he'll be in it with us also this afternoon. Daniel, I'm persuaded to believe, didn't quit praying three times a day after the Lord delivered him out of the den of lions this evening, and my friend, I believe he continued on to pray and to look to God for more deliverance this evening. The three Hebrew children, I'm persuaded to believe, was not the first or the last time that fourth man walked in their presence this evening, my friend. But I believe that as long as they stayed obedient unto him and followed after him, he stayed in their presence this evening. I don't know what else they were delivered from this afternoon or brought from. Moses, from a very child this evening, my friend, was recognized as a godly man this evening, my friend. And the Lord walked with him throughout his ages and throughout his times. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob this evening. Get down into the New Testament. Peter, John, Paul this evening, my friend. All these men, the Lord was with them. Well, preacher, they all went through tragic times. They all went through hardships this evening. Yes, they did. But if you'll study and follow after them, you'll find they all accomplished what God set them out to accomplish. This evening, Paul, I have heard said of him that he didn't have the money to pay his wayfare over to Rome this evening. And he went as a prisoner, but he went as a prisoner of God and is the most free man on the ship the whole time he was going. And he ended up over there this afternoon and got to preach the gospel and see many souls saved this evening because of the unseen hand, because of the Spirit of God this afternoon that is indwelling in the hearts of God's believers this evening. Listen. I don't know this morning altogether how you feel or what you think. I have come to the conclusion this evening that as the song was sung, I cannot walk without you, Lord. I cannot do anything without your guidance and direction as I go down the journey along life's way. Well, preacher, I just don't know if the Lord can do all that we think He can do. I'll say this in all due respect. If you'll move faith in there, He can do all and more than what you and I can think He can do this evening. I don't know. I'm going to close like that, Randy. You want to preach? Come on, brother. I know I'm going to close like that this morning. But you think about it. You look at it. I got far more than just salvation when I got saved. I got an all-dwelling spirit that dwells within me, that walks with me in the high places, in the low places, in the uncertain places this evening. And I'm thankful that He's always around for us. Come on, Randy, preach a while. We sung a while. Let's preach a while.